Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. It is a gorgeous sunny day out there. It's nice and hot. It's exciting to be back in Vancouver after my trip to New York and for it not to be raining. I was a bit worried that it might have been. As we normally do here, I start with a little track there by Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project. If you don't know it already, if you've been listening to my show, it's been the theme song for a number of years now. It was from a Juno-nominated CD. They didn't win, unfortunately. It's basically all Italian traditional music from Sicily, redone by Toronto-based jazz guitarist Michael Occhipinti and his wonderful band. And his band actually includes a singer by the name of Dominic Mancuso, who has just released a new CD with his new group. It's called the Dominic Mancuso Group, and it's called Suburban Gypsy. I don't have a copy in my hands yet. They're just releasing it this week, actually, I believe, in Toronto at the Lulu Lounge. So if you happen to be in Toronto and you want to go and see some great music, he sings in a number of different languages. He's Sicilian-Canadian too, and his previous album was a Juno Award-winning album of all songs in both Sicilian dialect and in Italian. I think there are a couple of songs in Italian on this new CD, but anyway, I will for sure be featuring it when I get it. So a little shout out there to Dominique. And I have a special guest in the studio today who I hardly know. His name is Valerio. Ciao, Valerio.
Ciao.
È un... adesso comincio a parlare già italiano. E va così. Valerio è un nuovo, diciamo, programmatore, uno che vuole fare una trasmissione qua in studio.
Sì, ci provo. Vedremo cosa esce. È la mia prima esperienza in radio. It's my first experience in radio, so... We'll see.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And where did you come from?
I come from Milan, mm-hmm. Italy, northern Italy, where next year we have Expo there.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that'll be exciting. Will you be back in Milan then?
I hope so, because now it's 3 years that I'm in Vancouver and I've never back home yet.
Really?
So I really hope to be there for the Expo next
wow.
year.
Wow, I didn't know you'd been here. If I'd known you'd been here for 3 years, I would have invited you on the show before now. Well, there you go. It's funny, you know, Vancouver has actually in recent years had a resurgence of new Italians come to live and work here for various reasons, but obviously probably the main reason being a terrible economic and political situation in Italy. Is that the reason why you came? Or?
Yes, because the economy situation is not good. And it's not just in Italy, but all Europe, except Germany. I unfortunately have to say that in Europe, the situation is not good. And that's the main reason why I'm in Vancouver, in Canada. So far from my home,
mm-hmm.
but I have to say that here it's very beautiful as well.
Yeah, well, Italy is pretty beautiful, but it is pretty difficult, to say the least. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll find out more about you, Valerio, in a minute, and I will begin the show. I chose a bunch of different music today while I was sitting at my desk looking out at the beautiful sunny day. And I'm starting off with a very unusual choro Italian style. So choro, you know, is this Brazilian style of music. And this one is, it's called a choro toscano by an Italian jazz musician called Fabrizio Bai. So let's have a little listen to this. Thank you. That was the wonderful, very sort of Eastern European sounding, klezmer sounding Bakshish. It's this album from Francesco Banchini, who is a clarinetist who started off his career actually as a clarinetist in the local town band. Valero, you may be familiar with La Banda del Paese.
Yes, yes, the name is very familiar.
Oh, well, it's the, you know, well, and just in general, there is this concept, you know, of many people in the smaller towns in Italy and probably in many other countries in Europe that play in the band with all of the, you know, trumpets and saxophones and clarinets. So yes, it's the group that tends to be the starting off point, actually, for many excellent jazz players. And I know that, for instance, Paolo Fresu, who's a very famous jazz trumpet player from Sardinia, he started off playing in the band from his little village in Sardinia. And many, many other jazz musicians I know have all started off doing that. So do you play an instrument, Valerio?
Unfortunately, I used to play piano and when I was a kid.
Yep.
But I didn't keep going. No. And so now I forgot a little bit.
Well, you can listen to music and appreciate it. Which is good as well.
But I sing in a choir.
Oh, you do? Ah, here in Vancouver?
In Surrey.
In Surrey. What's it called?
It's a church choir.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm a bass.
Uh-huh. I bet they love you. I lived for many years with a singing choir director, and she was always complaining about it was very difficult to find good bass singers, so it's excellent.
I started in Milan 5 years ago,
uh-huh,
and I never wanted to leave this
choir.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, I'm just curious now that I've asked you about this. I mean, this afternoon, just playing a sort of jazz influence tracks there, instrumental. We started off with Fabrizio Bai and the Choro Toscano, and then that song called Venti di Montagna from this album by Francesco Banchini. But I've got lots of other interesting music. These guys are both, Fabrizio is from Tuscany. Francesco, I believe, is from Naples, or at least from the Campania region. Probably going to be heading a little further south as well. I have a next track that I want to play, which is a wonderful group from Rome who only ever put out one album, but became a friend of mine, the guitarist Alessandro Girotto, fantastic arranger and guitarist and composer of music. And it features the voice of this singer, Ilaria Patassini, who goes by the pseudonym Pilar. And she's actually coming to Canada to sing with Michael Occhipinti. Funny sort of how this all, you know, connects. Later in the year, actually in Ottawa at the Chamber Music Festival. So it's very exciting. And she's going to be singing this very famous Neapolitan song, the Canto delle Lavandaie. It's this, you know, song about the women who would wash the clothes and wash the, you know, the clothes in Naples. But what's the type of music that you, if you were to tell me, you know, maybe completely different to what I play, what's your sort of passion in music? What do you like to listen to?
You mean in Italian or international music?
Yeah, well, let's say Italian music.
Italian music. We have a very good rock star in Italy, which is not very famous at abroad,
mm-hmm,
but it's really, really good. Writer and singer.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Vasco Rossi.
Oh, Vasco Rossi, certo.
And then I like Zucchero.
Uh-huh. He was just here.
Yes.
He just played. Yeah.
So blues music.
Uh-huh. Pino Daniele.
Pino Daniele, some tracks, mm-hmm, of him, and international, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, of course, Freddie Mercury. We can't forget him. Fabulous. I just watched a documentary about him recently. It was fantastic. I highly recommend it. Okay, well, back to the Italian music. You're in studio with me, Linda Bull. This is Give 'Em the Boot. And every Tuesday from 2 until 3, you can listen to Italian music of all kinds, all sort of non-commercial Italian music. And this week I have in the studio with me Valerio. I don't even know your last name, Valerio. Come ti chiami di cognome?
Di Feo.
Di Feo. Okay, from Milan, who is just sitting in just on the program today, which is a real treat for me because he's Italian. So it doesn't happen that often. It's quite nice. So we're going to play some more music for you. We'll have a little bit more of a chat with Valerio and hope you're enjoying the day and enjoying listening to CITR. Don't forget, you can also listen online, www.citr.ca. That was Efisio Melis, a Leonidas player from Sardinia. I don't know the exact dates. I should probably look it up. I will look it up for you, actually, just to let you know. But he was, oh, there we go. He died in 1970. He was born in 1890. Wow, he would have been an amazing guy to meet. Born in Villapuzzu, which is in the southeastern tip of the island of Sardinia, and really considered to be the greatest performer of the Leonidas, which is the traditional instrument of Sardinia. It's a three-pronged reed instrument that is totally handmade. It has no fancy parts. You need to do circular breathing to be able to play it, and it is really quite a difficult instrument. And it's like a bagpipe without the bag, in a way, strange way. So that was a historic recording, actually, probably from the 1960s, maybe even earlier, and it was from actually a French recording. Le Leonidas in Sardegna, Mediana. Many of the songs, if you want to call them songs, that are performed on the Leonidas are actually dances. They're tunes that were often played for dancing. So they have all these different names, which are the sort of like saying a polka or a tango or something. And the Mediana is the same. And before that was Ilaria Patassini, and I do apologize, it was actually Asteriscos. That's a group from Puglia. And before that was Canto delle Lavandaie del Vomero by the group Sine Nomine, featuring the singer Ilaria Patassini, also known as Pilar. And she will be playing with Michael Occhipinti at the Ottawa Chamber Music Festival. And I will try and find the information for you to post it to the Facebook page so that you can find out about it. If you have friends in Toronto and you were going to go to see her play and sing, it would be great. I wish I could be there, but I'll be doing other things. I believe it's in July. So I'm going to just continue on with a little bit more music. I actually brought a CD today by another group from the Salento called Almoraima. And this group, the name is actually sort of comes from Spain, really. It's actually, when you look up Almoraima, the first thing you see is the name of a CD by Paco Peña, the recently deceased fantastic flamenco guitarist from Spain. But this is a group that in 2007 got together in the Salento region of Puglia. And the leader of the group is an Italian from the Salento whose mother is from Spain. So he has both the traditions of Spain and Southern Italy, which is a pretty cool combination. He's a wonderful flamenco guitar player. And the group also features a singer and a wonderful percussionist, a violist who's of Pakistani origin, who lives in Southern Italy as well. And they're coming to Canada, unfortunately not coming to British Columbia. They'll be coming to Montreal and the Festival Orientalis in Montreal, as well as the Ottawa Folk Music Festival. All of this information and more you can find on my Facebook page. So facebook.com/givetheboot if you want to find out about any of the music that I've played. So I'm going to play for you now. After this short information, I'm going to play a song by Almoraima from their latest CD, which is called Banjara.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Toca la rumba come se hace Cataluña, una guitarra sonando y dos palmas que retumban en el que tiene sabor, tocando el ventilador. Si no lo tiene las venas, eso no lo hace cualquiera. Como la esperé, que yo lo mato, lo voy a matar. Y su gitano vino, 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 piritino. Como la esperé, que yo lo mato, lo mato. Toca la rumba como se hace Cataluña, una guitarra sonando y dos palmas que retumban en el que tiene sabor, tocando el ventilador. Si no lo tiene las venas, eso no lo hace cualquiera. Como las esperé, que yo lo mando, lo mando, lo voy a matar. Que es un gitano fino, 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 piritino. Como las esperé, que yo lo mando, lo mando. Thank you.
partita flor, deixa'm la porta oberta. Necessito entrar, saber, sense t'enfadar. Quan confiaràs en mi ja seràs desperta i tues ales blanques posaré sobre el teu cor. I m'adono que pot ser tan difícil un poema per a tu. Les paraules cauen, quasi llisquen de les mans. Mentre s'esvaneix l'il·lusió de dir-te que estic a l'espera d'un teu somriure, d'una tua mirada, de la tua calor. Impacient desig que jo m'ofereix sense mai cansar-me. Tanmateix t'enyoro, desespero, ploro silenciosament. Meu petit amor, tu pareixes una mariposa. Voles tan lleugera que la llum t'envolta quasi evanescent. Fins que la tua joia tan ràpidament se canviarà en tristesa i només queda un fil que lligarà per sempre el teu fràgil batec. Les paraules cauen, quasi llisquen de les mans. Mentre s'esvaneix l'il·lusió de dir-te que estic a l'espera d'un teu somriure, d'una tua mirada, de la tua calor. I impacient desig que jo m'ofereix sense mai cansar-me. Tanmateix t'enyoro, desespero, ploro silenciosament. Vola, 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 dolça mariposa. Cada flor és tua, cada somni meu reflecteix en tu. Quanta llibertat xuxueix en tu amb la naturalesa i tues ales blaves portaràs sobre el teu cor. Quanta llibertat xuxueix en tu amb la naturalesa i tues ales blaves portaràs sobre el teu cor.
questa braccia a pette, china da pila arracciuta, pila ingarnita, pila lunga e imbacciusa, una vecchia chitarrista mai sentuta. Quella sera non sentemmo fa concerto di jazz, con la panza all'aria e una faccia da fessa, tutti femmini a fare reverenza da Dio. E stanotte mi vedendo a sta cantina, io vi presento lo canto per Bruxelles. Succede spesso che l'amore va a baciare sempre i bocca, più forte orecchie lenga da porca, l'amore è più scemo di tormento. Diceva così Teresanella, una femmina ciotta, ogni parola una torre da broccolo, un bastetto che parmigiana mi fode.
E lo canta poi io uno da gusto e muciana dice:
già stavo là per sognarci a me nemmeno sto fusto, prima volta che porta uccelli i sentimenti. E stanotte mi vedesci da cantina, Teresanella scultando sotto la luna, è un nostro piccolo la canta per frusso. Coppietta dopo concerto di jazz, trasformata in danun da carazza, ci imboscano in dall'albergo tutta news. Luce studiata, fricchia, lucca, fino a sul da ca, l'attenzione di cucina imbazzanuta a sentirci quattro stagioni da Vivaldi. E a cantina ormenario così triste perché un frusoio va un'antica abituata, tanta femmina appassionata di pilla. E stanotte mi visto un teatrino, l'evoluzione di una specie canina, un chitarrista lo canta per frusoio.
May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, Liveband.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, The Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Bentornati a Given the Boot, sono qui con Valerio, grazie per essere stato mio ospite oggi.
Grazie a te e grazie a tutti gli radioascoltatori, thanks to every listeners.
Spero che magari, anzi stavo proprio dicendo adesso a Valerio, che magari quando io non ci sono in futuro può darsi che sia lui a venire qui e farvi sentire un po' di musica come piace a lui.
Why not?
Why not, indeed, exactly. So, listen out for Valerio in the future, because you know I do tend to travel here and there, and I will be going back to Italy to do more music things in September, so I will be away for a few weeks then. But I'll be around during the summer, and actually, just a little reminder to everybody that there's going to be lots of Italian music in Vancouver this summer. So, if you want to go to the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, you can listen to Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana from Tuscany, and also the Genoa guitarist Beppe Gambetta, who is a flat picker. Do you know Beppe Gambetta?
Yes.
Have you heard of him?
I already heard from him. Mm-hmm. I've never actually listened to music from him, but mm-hmm. I know this name.
Yeah, he's quite well known. Yeah, he just had a 3 sold out shows in Genoa at a big theater for a show that he does every year. It's very successful, which is great for him. American music. He plays flat picking guitar, bluegrass style. Mm-hmm. So that's his thing. Anyway, he's coming to Island Music Fest, which on Vancouver Island, as well. Riccardo Tesi is there as well. And then Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which we love. And, of course, every year I go down with Steve Edge from the Saturday Edge on Folk, who is another host here at CITR. And we do a live broadcast down at the site there at Vancouver Folk Music Festival. So if, Valerio, you are volunteering at Vancouver Folk Fest this year, we'll
yes.
see you down there.
Yes, I will be there.
Excellent. CITR always have a live broadcast, so maybe you can join in somehow. We'll try and get it.
Wow, that would be fantastic.
Okay, we'll have to sort it out. We'll get it sorted. Maybe we'll have interviews with the Italians.
Wow.
Okay, we'll put you to work. Well, it's just about time for me to go here. I'm going to leave you with one song before I leave, and I should just let you know that I played a couple of tracks there. Luca De Nuzzo is a songwriter from San Severo in Puglia who lives in Rome, and a song from his self-titled album, which actually won a De André prize way back, I think, in 2004. And then a little bit of accordion music from a French-Italian, Richard Galliano, has a wonderful album about all music by Nino Rota, the wonderful composer, Italian composer who did a lot of music for Italian films. And that was a song called Addio del Matto. We heard from Franca Masu, who is a Sardinian singer, from her latest album, Alma Blava, Mariposa, actually a song in Castilian Spanish. And Al Moraima, this wonderful group from the Salento, who actually are quite Spanish sounding. And that was a rumba catalana from their album, Banjara. So really don't actually have any time to play any music now, so I've just been talking too much. Never mind. But say goodbye again, thanking everyone for listening, thanking Valerio for being my co-host today.
Grazie a te, ciao a tutti.
Okay, ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Stay tuned, though, because coming up right now is Radio Free Thinker.
It's the best of the 240s edition of Radio Free Thinker. This rewind, killing the CBC with an update. What is a Canadian and a rebuke of astrology? Let's begin the best of the 240s.